You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Good morning, Bucknutters. It is Tuesday, March 24th, 2020. I am Dan Rubin. This is the Bucknuts Morning 5 and Change. If it's Tuesday, that can mean only one thing. Dwayne Long checks in from the capital city of Columbus. Dwayne, looks like we might get some sun today.
It's looking good out there, Dan. I mean, it looks like we're going to get an early spring. We're not dropping. We didn't have a cold winter. We had a wet winter. But looks like we're breaking into spring. I'm definitely excited. Wish there were spring football, but
some good weather would certainly be a nice respite from all the other crap we've had to deal with. We're not going to spend too much time talking about that today. In fact, we just finished. Besides NFL free agency, it has been Ohio State dominating the player addition market. The recruiting of high school prospects or the addition of players from other programs. The one in focus today will be Trey Sermon, running back out of Oklahoma, announced his intention to transfer to Ohio State. This adds to an interesting group of running backs. Master Teague has a hurt Achilles. Marcus Crowley has a knee injury, suffered the same day last as Trey Sermon. And then you've got Steele Chambers and possible additions from a rookie, Mayan Williams. What are your thoughts on the addition of Trey Sermon as a player?
Oh, I've watched film of him. He's impressive. He was leaving Oklahoma because he wanted to carry the ball more. He wanted to be the primary ball carrier, the starter. I think he can get that here. I don't think anybody has established themselves. I still believe that we still got a good running back room, but I got to tell you, when Teague disappeared on us at the end of last year in a Clemson game when we really needed him, that put a big question mark in my mind because he was running very well throughout the year. But this is a really nice get, and if it was just overall talent, just looking at him as talent, I would say Sermon is the better runner. He's also going to bring a ton of experience. This guy's played a lot. He's played in big games. And if he's a starter, not going to surprise me at all, and I think we'll do well with him.
The real question with the whole group now is, among Sermon, Teague, and Crowley, who's the healthiest? I could really see next year being a rotation. And I'm telling you right now, as I look at it, I would not be surprised if Steele Chambers is the main back. Or a 50-50 thing where it's 50% Steele Chambers and 50% everybody else. I'm just not convinced everyone's going to be healthy enough. Sermon's been hurt before, too. There's a reason we're talking about a guy who was in that Baker Mayfield game, which feels like 5 or 6 years ago. The thing he brings to the offense that will be exceptional, though, he's a really good blocker and he's an unbelievable receiver out of the backfield. Are your hopes as high for Steele Chambers as mine, or do you think I'm full of it?
No, I think that what you're saying, the reasons behind it is the key. You're going to have three backs in here that are coming off major injuries. Do you want them taking that kind of a beating, that soon after? I just don't think you're going to do it. I think going with the healthiest guy you got as the primary, I could see that happening very easily. You know, just on a very practical matter. You know, this guy here is the one that his body's more ready than the other guys. You know, we're talking about knees and Achilles. So let's think about that as just in the practical sense. You could absolutely see Coach Day doing that.
We're going to take a quick break, come back, talk recruiting.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, running back recruiting has been nothing short of spectacular. We know they added Evan Pryor, the best running back in North Carolina, and arguably the East Coast. If there was an argument, the other back on the East Coast that could be better is Travion Henderson out of Hopewell in Virginia. There's been a lot of chatter that he's going to end up at Ohio State, and we are hoping that is the truth. We've asked you to go back now. Let us know what you exactly think we'll be getting in Travion Henderson. Does he remind you of somebody? What are your hopes for the guy?
I think that, you know, when I've looked at this back class, it's deeper than last year. Plus, it's got several bell cow guys that, you know, you can turn around, give it to them 20 times a game, and they're going to be just fine at the end of the season. They'll still be running just as strong. And Henderson's one of them. I look at he and Kamar Wheaton are the two backs that I've seen on film that I say, okay, that's a whole different level right there. All the chatter is that this guy could be a Buckeye. I know the crystal balls are rolling in for him to be a Buckeye. So he's just a really special talent. He's a true five-star, and I mean, that you got to get excited about that. You already got Evan Pryor, who he's a fine back in his own right, probably top five back himself. And then you could bring in Henderson. That's a running back room. That's a running back class. You get everything with Henderson. He can run between the tackles. He can get it wide and outrun the defense. Just there are so many times you can look at, if you watch him on film, you know, I'm thinking he's going to cut back and try to get back up to speed quicker than the guy in front of him. No, he just keeps running and runs by him. There are a number of plays like that. Very instinctive kid, has good vision. He's got it all. He's got the complete package. Didn't see him catching the ball that much, but, you know, I'm not worried about that. I mean, I'd love to see us throw to the backs more. We just don't. We throw to the backs about as much as we throw to the tight end. It's not as important with a running back here to be an outstanding receiver. Evan Pryor is. He's really outstanding catching football. Henderson is a massive get, especially under the circumstances. Ryan Day has just walked in and become Godzilla recruiting. This class could be the class that we measure all future classes by. It's a monster, and it's getting better. We're not talking about guys, you know, we're in the running for. We're talking about guys that we lead for. It's a who's who. It's a bunch of top 100 kids, a bunch of top 50 kids. Ryan Day has just walked in the room and just started throwing elbows and chasing people out. This is mine. I'm going to do what I want to do. And he's been highly effective.
Henderson would be the 15th commit in the class. You referenced it. If you had to talk about the dudes you'd like them to still go after, give us some more 2021 names.
Just looking at five kids. And, you know, considering what we've got, you know, we're probably going to look at a class of 20, 22 maybe. There, what's out there, and again, I'm talking about guys that you know, we lead for. And, you know, you look at who's out there. Number one is Amika Egbuka. What a tremendous athlete. Just incredible. I've been talking about him as being a possible corner, and he could get on the field quicker at corner. But then I started looking at his film again, and he is just so dynamic as a receiver. He is a playmaker. He could do it all. Just absolutely outstanding. So he would be number one, and I like where we are with him. It's just sounding like we're going to be the team to beat for him. They've got a, you know, he's from Washington. They got a new head coach. We're already establishing a relationship with this kid. He knows what Ryan Day's about. He's never seen this coach at Washington. Who knows? Maybe he just wants to go away for school. Some kids do. They aren't really interested in staying in state. They want to go away. But he would be number one on the list. And I would look at another guy, Darren Washington. That's just crazy that Washington has two of the top five players in the nation. My next guy is JT Tumalau. I was recently watching his film, and just how impressive he was at tight end. And he's about 270, 275 pounds now. You look at that, and, you know, they're throwing him the ball, and you think, wow, he's going to be a load to bring down. Well, first they got to catch him. He's just a tremendous athlete. He dominates the football game, just dominates. And, again, he's a kid that we're looking at as a possible Buckeye lean at this point. If he had to make a decision today, I bet it would be the Buckeyes. So, you know, you got to be happy about that. That's just a monster. We need to get tackles in here again. We had a pretty good string. We had really good depth, but they're starting to move on. It's, you know, kids, they eventually graduate. So getting him would be tremendous. To go with Mike Hall, wow, would that be a great combination. Number three is Latham. He is just an elite offensive tackle prospect. I mean, I still think that I would at least throw him over on defense for a couple of practices, because when you look at his film, he's a dominant defensive lineman. And, you know, if there's just this old belief that if a big is athletic enough to play defense, you play him on defense. So you just want to get him. And you know, there are some that say he may stay in the South. Now, I don't think so. I think he's coming back here. I think we get him. Those guys would be the top three that just would put a cap on this class that is just, you just shake your head and say, this is nothing but an all-star team that Ryan Day's put together here. My number four guy is Tumisi Adelay, the kid from Texas. You just got to love his game. He's a long kid, even though he's not a tall kid. He's going to be a strong side end. He could grow into a three technique tackle, and that's just fine. But another kid that just physically dominates. He pushes people around. He's athletic enough to turn the corner and beat a tackle, get to the quarterback, get in the backfield. And again, this is a kid. It's not crazy. It's not being a homer to say we lead for. So that would be another kid that I'd like to see in this class, and that we got a real good shot at getting. And my number five is Derek Davis, the safety from Pennsylvania. My goodness, what a tremendous athlete he is. He's got great size. He runs great. He's physical. He does it all. I know that the 247 rankings have him the number two safety in the country. I haven't watched the number one guy, but he must be something special if he's better than Derek Davis. Those would be my top guys right there, especially, you know, when you consider him leaving Henderson off, because I really think that's going to pop for us soon.
Derek Davis to me is what I call a big brother athlete, in that it looks like someone invited their big brother to come play with everybody else at the game. Overall, super impressive athlete, and a super impressive performance by you, Dwayne. We also would like to thank Ryan Day.
Hi,
Have a good one, Bucknutters.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.